first meal of the day increases the chances of becoming obese, developing diabetes, or even having a heart attack. Their study found that people who eat whole grain cereals every morning are among those most likely to see the health benefits. They found that people who ate breakfast every day were a third less likely to be obese compared to those who skipped the meal. In addition, they were half as likely to have blood sugar problems, which increase the risk of developing diabetes or having high cholesterol, which is a known risk factor for heart disease. The researchers believe that eating first thing in the morning may help to stabilize blood sugar levels, which regulate appetite and energy. They suggest that people who eat breakfast are less likely to be hungry during the rest of the day.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, good morning. Still awake?
I couldn't sleep.
Why are you doing this to yourself, girl?
I'm behind in my studies, Dad.
Any news from Farzad?
He's going to sit his exam today, the written exam.
Will he pass?
Yeah, I think so. It's not very hard. Farzad's always been a very good student.
I wasn't implying anything.
What did you mean, then?
Nothing.
Sorry. I'm tired. Say what you have to say. It's obvious you want to say something to me.
You know very well what I mean.
In my opinion, Farzad is in very good shape.
You're a clever girl, Samira. If you say he's in good shape, then I'm sure he is.
Father, don't worry so much.
Come and have your breakfast.
Cheers, Farzad, my friend.
Hello there.
At your service. Don't hesitate to ask. I'm at your service. I'm at your service. Don't hesitate to ask.
Where to?
Where to? Nowhere.
Moron.
Hello.
Hello there. Good morning to you.
Father says to come and have breakfast now.
I don't feel like breakfast, I told Uncle.
He said I don't feel like breakfast is what spoiled kids say.
Uncle doesn't understand how I feel.
So, he doesn't understand how I feel either. Did you see my suitor?
No. I mean, I didn't get the opportunity, but why?
I don't know. You see, I don't know him very well.
Well, I suppose you'll have enough time to get to know him.
Oh yeah, sure. One whole week.
Only 1 week?
Well, my dad only said wait a week, so they don't think you're in too much of a hurry.
So tell your dad you want some time to get to know him. That you have to spend time with him on a few occasions.
You know my father. Last night when I brought them tea, he told me with his eyes to get up and go. I couldn't even get a look at the guy.
Do you want me to speak to Uncle for you?
But what can you say to him?
I don't know. Ask him to let you talk to him on a few occasions here in the house.
No. No, don't.
You mean you don't want to give it any more thought?
Okay, if you want to help me, then tell him Ada doesn't want to marry this guy.
Abba, son. Jamshid is waiting for you. He won't have breakfast until you come.
Okay, Aunt. I'll be right up.
What's wrong? The morning after a suitor comes here, instead of being
Why
happy...
Why should I be happy? Mother, I don't want to marry that guy.
Why don't you want to? What was wrong with him? Hold on a minute. Is that what you were just telling Abbas?
I asked him to tell Dad on my behalf.
Why tell your dad?
Well... So then you tell him. Will you tell him, Mom?
No, I can't do that. It's better Abbas tells him.
Hello?
Hello, brother.
Hello, good morning.
First of all, take down my mobile number. It's a present from my dad for finishing military service.
Congratulations. Did you tell him or not?
Yeah, I did.
Are you serious?
Why would I lie? I told him like a lion. I told him I found a friend while doing my military service who I've made my mentor. He wants to be a fireman, and so I want to be a fireman. If he wants to be a fisherman, I want to be a fisherman. If he wants to set the world on fire, I'll set the world on fire with him. I really talked you up to my dad.
What would you do if you didn't have the gift of the gab?
My dad said a good friend is worth his weight in gold.
He said if your friend is such a good lad, bring him to the bazaar and we'll give him something to do.
The bazaar? Come and sell fabric.
Didn't you say 24 hours on duty and then 24 hours off duty? Well, that can be a second job, can it? And what's more, there's more in it for us there.
Anyway, why have you left home so early? There are 2 hours to go still.
Give over.
We can't always have lovely dreams like you. After I do my morning prayers, I can't go back to sleep. Anyway, I want to walk all the way.
Even if you had a penicillin injection 3 months ago and you need one now, you'd have to have the test first.
No, why a test when it's less than 6 months?
You can keep on saying that, but they'll test you anyway.
Oh, no, no, no. Mom, I'm gonna be late now.
God bless you, son.
Oh. Don't come out. It's gonna be cold.
It's not cold, love. Come and kiss the Quran and walk under it.
Hey, I said don't come out. It's gonna be cold. Why don't you listen, Mother? Hassan will come and pick his motorbike up today.
Has he given you the money?
Yeah, he's given me half. He'll give me the rest later.
Are you sure he'll give it to you?
Yeah, Mom. You know Hassan better than I do.
Very well.
The keys are on the mantelpiece.
Okay. God go with you.
Thank you. Hey, Dad. I don't think this Hussein's got much of a chance of passing the exam, you know.
Hussein? Who is this Hussein?
Hussein, you know, the one who's been coming to the house these past 2 weeks. The guy I've been tutoring.
Oh, that Hussein. And who is that Hussein? I mean, where did you meet this guy? How did you come to be his private tutor?
It's a real long story.
Well, give me the short story.
Well, in short, he's a good guy. Lots of guts and a lot of nerve, and he's an athlete, too. Comes from Kandiyabad. And once his neighbor's house was on fire, he went in, and he rescued a paralyzed old man, you know, and once the firemen came in, the commander came up to him and said, "You have got guts, my friend. You have nerve, and I think you'd be good at this job. You should be a fireman." And since then, he's wanted to follow through. So he's come to register. He really wants this with all his heart. I mean, to take the exam, you know, and succeed really well. He's really counting on becoming a fireman, you know.
Well, the exam's not so hard, son. It's about the same level as the diploma. And what's more, this round they won 1,000 instead of 500.
7,000 people are taking the exam, Dad. He won't pass. I know he won't.
So how did he get his diploma?
Actually, I'm very curious myself to find out how he got his diploma, I mean.
A kid from Kandiyabad? Where Takti came from.
He's very genuine. He's a good guy.
Don't worry about it, son. He'll get his exam under his belt the same way he got his diploma. At least I hope so.
Tell me something. Couldn't 2,000 or 3,000 people get accepted, you know, in the written test? I mean, you should know all about it, right?
Then we'd have to give 3,000 people the physical test. 3,000 people would need medical examinations, psychology tests, and God knows what else. It would incur lots of expenditure on us. When I said instead of 500 people, 1,000 would come up, that means an extra 100 million in expenditure. We'd need an extra month, too. No, son. I'm sorry to be the one to hurt your feelings like this. What can I do? I'm just not all that warm-hearted, I guess.
Dear passengers, we strongly advise you to refrain from running on the escalator.
Days ago, I suddenly remembered you wanted to join the fire squad. Well, I was really pleased. In fact, I'm very proud of you. Actually, I was so happy that I started to cry.
How come?
A woman came to the surgery. Half her face was burnt. And I'd operated on her twice. This time I had to tell her I couldn't do any more for her, unfortunately. The poor thing lost her temper and gave me a mouthful. But it just wasn't her fault, you see. She was very beautiful, but she isn't anymore, my dear.
And you said I wish Arash had become a fireman sooner and rescued her from the fire.
Oh, you pessimist. Unfeeling, you'd better go back to the forest and live with the wolves and leopards.
Why, Mother dear? Didn't I say I wouldn't save the ugly? I'll save the beautiful, the ugly, the cute ones, and the unappealing ones. The tall, the short, you know, I'll save them all. And the woman that you were just talking about? The one who got burnt in the fire? Well, if she was in a fire again, I'd rescue her, but she'd have to wait her turn. I don't go in for favoritism.
Oh?
One by one. Whoever gets in trouble first, I'll rescue them first.
Oh,
Thank you.
Gentlemen, please sit down on the seat with your own number. Where are you
off
to?
I'll be right back, bro.
Please sit in your own seat. What's your number?
Hey there. So what are you playing?
How far apart are the chairs gonna be?
It's a lot. Could be 2 meters.
Are you in front of me or behind me?
I'm behind you. In front. Look, you're on the seat in front of me. Arash, bro, we go through there.
Come on.
There are no steps over there.
I said come. Are you nervous?
No, I'm okay. I'm not nervous.
We still have 15 minutes. When we go and sit down, don't talk to me at all. And don't write anything on your paper.
Don't write anything?
Don't do anything.
Okay.
You can start.
Tell Anayat about it. Yeah, it shows how crazy you are. If you don't tell him, I will.
Tell me then, you're driving me mad.
Come on now, please.
You won't tell? He went over to a friend's house and he was sitting in the dining room there. And there was a canary cage there with a yellow canary in it. The poor thing was singing to itself.
He wasn't my friend, he was my calligraphy teacher.
His calligraphy
This happened a long time ago. I had a calligraphy teacher and thought that if I practiced a lot, I could become a good calligraphy teacher myself. He really liked me. So one bright day, the teacher called me over and personally invited me to his house. It was nice. He had a very good collection, writings that were just magnificent. So I went to his house. It was really something to look at, like a museum. Paintings, antiques, everything nicely in its own place. I was sitting there and he got up to bring me something, fruit, tea or something. I was bored out of my mind. There was a canary in a cage and it was really singing abuata. All of a sudden it came to my mind to go over and say, that's enough, stop singing. But as soon as I said that, it made a circle around the bar and fell to the bottom of the cage with its 2 legs up.
Oh, give me a break.
I swear on Rahela's
life. He's telling the truth.
But why did you do such a thing?
I was a kid. At that time, I thought I was really fit, a cool dude, and then I thought that firemen had to be serious.
He was so uninterested and worse. He wanted to be a calligraphy teacher.
What a moron.
Hey.
A heart attack and then it died?
I shouted, "Professor, professor, come quickly. Quick, your canary's just passed away." And then he came to me and he said, "What have you done?" I said, "Nothing. I just raised my voice a bit to it." He said, "It's fainted." Then he went and brought a cup of water back and flicked some water over it. And he stroked it and stroked it, rubbed it with his fingertip until it got up and stood right in the middle of the cage like that.
You're having me on.
Come on, I said, I swear on Rahela's life.
He's right.
Anyway, man, he put the bird on the bar and it stood there. After a few minutes, I went over to comfort it. I took a look at the canary and when it saw me, it turned its back on me just like this. You wouldn't believe it. And for the rest of the time I was there, it didn't turn back. From the next day on, my teacher wouldn't give me the time of day.
Poor thing. He was worried if he paid him too much attention, he'd go and become a replacement for Mayor Connie.
I might have done that.
Gentlemen, keep it down, please.
It's him. He's the one. Not me.
He'll always be alone. This damn heart of mine knows, and that's why it said it's my
fault. Dear participants, there's only 20 minutes left to the end of the exam.
Your voice isn't half bad, you know.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was away with the fairies and I'll shut my trap now. I'm sorry. Okay.
It said in the newspaper that they only accept applicants under 25 years old. By the look of that man's appearance, the one sitting over there seems to be way over 25 years old.
So?
I think he's taking the exam in someone else's place.
Mr. Hedrati?
Yes.
Can I see your ID card, please?
Yes, of course. One moment, please. Here it is, please, sir.
I see you're 35 years old.
I know.
But the age limit is 25 years old.
I know that as well. I think this will help you. It's my general medical council card.
Okay. I guess you know best.
Thank you.
Sir. Hey, sir. Get up. Stand. Get up and give me your paper.
What for?
Hold up your paper.
But what for?
Stand up, hold your paper up, and give me that phone.
I don't have a phone.
I said, give me your phone.
I gave my cell phone in at the door, sorry.
Don't argue. Get up and give me the cell phone in your pocket. I saw it. Come on. Don't make trouble. Get up.
Look over there.
I said, get up and give me a phone. I saw it. Give me your cell phone. Do you want me to search you? This is wrong.
He's cheating, man.
Yeah, it isn't fair. They're spoiling it for the rest of us.
Where did you get this phone from? Well, give your friend a call and let's see where your friend bought this brilliant cell phone.
Excuse me, sir. They're all cheating in the back of the corridor.
Well, give him a call. Is it one of the guys in the room?
Abbas, mate.
Huh?
Abbas, mate.
What is it?
Abbas, grumpy. 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 Grumpy, 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 grumpy. They should have called you Grumpy instead of Abbas. It suits you better. Why are you so upset? Oh, dear, were the questions hard? Did you answer them all wrong? You didn't study again? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I will pass and you will fail.
You know that Ada has a suitor now?
What?
I said that Ada has a suitor now.
Are you for real? Oh my god. Tell me, does Ida like him?
My uncle likes him. And Ada won't defy my uncle at all. Didn't you want to go to Friday prayers?
I do.
So go, you'll be late. I'll call you on your cell phone tomorrow. Later, man. You haven't treated me to anything for getting your new cell, you know. Look, you said 500 people go to the next round, right? So, if you've copied it down correctly and your paper is exactly the same as mine, then you'll be the first top 50, you can be sure of that.
Are you serious? Arash, that's fantastic. Listen, I want to tell you something, if you don't mind. I want to tell you that, whether I become a fireman or whether I don't, I'm still indebted to you for the rest of my life. No, come on. Now you're just being too modest. I can express myself very well, you know, bro. But if I say I'm gonna repay you for this, I know it's not possible now, but listen, I know that. Look, you're a rich kid now, but at least you're truly a genuine man now. You're my buddy. You know what? I am planning to have you over at our place so I can sacrifice a sheep in your honor. No, bro, you're totally worth it. If you promise to come, I'll sacrifice a camel even. You know, I'm kind of a somebody in my neighborhood. Yeah, okay. Okay, dude, see you around then. If you need anything, just let me know. Cool, goodbye. Hello, hi, Hadi.
Hey, man, how you doing? Was the exam okay? The first top 50. What a teacher I am. I didn't even know I had it in me. Don't mention it, man. You're welcome, huh? Look, I've got some good news for you. This year, 1,000 applicants will get through instead of 500. That's right. My dad said. I swear to you, man. So now you don't need to cheat anymore.
What, me? Cheat? Why cheat, bro? What is that supposed to mean? With a teacher like you, why would I need to cheat at all? Look, dude. I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to say that whether I get to become a fireman or not, for the rest of my life I'm indebted to you, Haji. Look, you know I can't express myself very well, but if I say I repay you, you know I can't, but... But you see, if you come to our place, I'm gonna sacrifice a sheep in your honor.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Do you need any help?
No, don't say that.
Have you brought Hamid with you?
Yes, the pest. He begged me so much I had to bring him.
No, don't be like that. In fact, I'm glad that you brought him with you. I've really missed him. And I got some films I want to show him. Here you go.
By the way, your cousin's here as well.
Masood? When did he come? Hello!
Hello! Are you a fireman now?
Well, nothing's clear yet, Hamid-san. I've only just taken the exam. Tell me, would you like to be a fireman?
No, I want to be a pilot.
A pilot? You said you wanted to be an alligator hunter, didn't you? You said you've made up your mind and no one can make you change your mind, right?
No, I made a mistake. I want to be
a
pilot.
My darling, be a pilot then, okay? Do you know what I brought for you? A film. Shall we go and watch it?
Is it a real action film?
What? Hello.
Well, hello, our cardboard cavalier. The pride of all our family.
Get up. This little pilot wants to watch a film, so get up. Go on. Have a seat, son.
You won't give up these games even when you're dead, will you?
Did you have a nice time in the Mazandaran Forest last night?
Arash, when are you going to stop this?
Would you like some tea?
Last night we nearly got killed because of what you did.
Why? Did you get chased by wild wolves?
Arash, I won't let you waste your whole life. Get that into your head. I brought you up. I was like an older brother to you. I took you to the cinema the first time. I was the one who took you to the mountains. You know you owe me for that.
Why do you want to take me to America anyway, huh? So we can sit in front of the TV and talk rubbish and hear rubbish to death like Beavis and Butthead?
The obligation you feel you have is rubbish? As soon as you get to America and take a look around, you'll understand what's really going on here.
Look, why can't you go and conquer the peak of success yourself and do it without me anyway? And you can take some of that snow from the top and make an ice pop and eat it instead of me.
You enjoy dishing out all that entertaining jargon, don't you really?
Please don't get upset. Look, I'm under lots of pressure, you know. I'm sick of myself. I feel frustrated. Last night on the bus, I thought a lot about what you said to me. I thought myself Masood, the cousin of mine who's 10 years my senior, loves me and wants what's best for me. Principally, is there really anything left in the World Trade Center that's worth us going there and throwing coins into to win the jackpot, There's nothing left in Washington now except a shining star, which is rusted. So there's no point. It's not even worth anything, is it? No. Actually, you know, I'm still confused about my beliefs, and I'm not sure about my own beliefs. I'd really love to hear what you think.
Samira? Samira, love?
Yes, Dad?
Come and see what Farzad wants.
What does he want?
How do I know? He's waiting downstairs.
Hello.
Hello.
I brought you some bread.
We've got bread. Dad just came from the bread shop.
Are you okay? I'm okay too.
What do you want?
I sat the exam today. It was really good.
My dad says you have to get a job.
Samira. Why don't you smile?
I still have my doubts.
Don't have doubts. Smile. Smile. A lollipop. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Nargis. How are you?
Thanks very much. Come in.
I don't want to be any bother.
Not at all. Come in.
Excuse me.
Go through.
After you. This. Please, you shouldn't trouble yourself, Nargis. I just popped in for a minute, you know?
What trouble? It's just a cup of tea. It's nothing at all.
Thank you very much. Thank God Mr. Kayria is better, isn't he?
No, Hussein. He's getting worse day by day.
He'll get better, God willing. He'll get better. I say, has Mazen phoned?
I've had no news from him since when you left, Hussein. I can't go to Karaj with his pain in my legs.
I will come and pick you up on Wednesday. I'll get a taxi and come and take you to visit him.
God bless you, son. If possible, make it a day that I can find someone to stay with his dad, and then Samira can come with us.
Certainly. You just tell me when, and I will be at your service.
I hope God gives you whatever you wish for. Why have you brought those cakes?
Oh, I forgot. I passed my exam for the fire department today. I brought these cakes to celebrate with you.
Congratulations. Did you get the job then?
No, not yet. Today was the written exam, which I passed, and then there's the physical exam, which is nothing for me. After that, I'll be employed.
Do they give a good salary?
Huh? Yeah, very good salary, Nargis dear. You see, you can study very hard. When you've finished, I'll take you there and you can get a job too.
Do they take women on then?
Well, no, not for that work. For work in the office and things like that.
Do you know someone who can arrange it?
No, not yet. I haven't gone there yet. But you know, it won't take me long to find somebody. Like Hussein Chamani said, just leave Hussein Latifi in place for 2 hours and he'll be everybody's butt in no time.
But I don't want to go to work. I want to go to university.
You mean you want to get a degree and stuff? That's cool. I suppose it's really good. Tell me, if you want Samanet to go to extracurricular classes, Hussein Chamani's cousin knows everything there is to know about exams and studying. I'll ask him. He'll get the books, no problem.
Have your tea, Hussein. It's getting cold. Please, my dear.
Thank you. در آتش در آ پروانه شو پروانه شو.